Springtime means gift time at Jesse Brown's. This is Bill Barty saying that if you know a graduate that loves travel, the outdoors, or fly fishing, then we have the gift for you. From a hammock for a dorm room to a briefcase for that job, Jesse Brown's has plenty of gifts and complimentary gift wrapping as well to go with it. Stop by, because if you're going somewhere or know someone going somewhere, then start with us at Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back to basics on the Carolina Outdoors. Pop that bicycle up. Let's go for a run.
Let's do it, Don. Do you remember when maybe 30 years ago or so, maybe 40 years ago, it seemed like jogging was this singular person or two that you may see out there solo running?
In a sweatsuit with a headband. Yeah, I remember.
And there weren't that many of them.
Nope.
You would be going to work, or maybe you're going to the grocery store or the post office, but if you were in regular rhythm, you would always see that singular runner running.
That's right. Gray sweatsuit.
So I want everybody who's old enough to remember those days to think about what they see out there these days. In 2019, you may see hundreds of people on your ride to work or to the post office or to the grocery store, and they are all out there running or jogging, if you will. And over those past...
People don't jog anymore, do they?
Well, I don't know. We're going to find out about that, whether they're running in singles or running with friends. They're out there. Maybe they're running with dogs. They're out there making a go of it on the city sidewalks, on those greenways, and in the many parks that we have around Charlotte and the surrounding area. For the past 30 years or so, Run for Your Life has participated in this growth of running, helping people learn to run, be outfitted for running, and coaching them on the different events and running styles that are out there. And we're going to bring on the Run for Your Life owner, Tim Rhodes. We're going to find out about running, and maybe we'll get Tim to coach us along a little bit here on the Carolina Outdoors. Tim Rhodes, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning, guys. One thing I can assure you is running or jogging, it doesn't happen as quickly as it used to.
Ooh.
For me.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely for us as well. But listen, before we go any further, we need to say congratulations to you, because Run for Your Life was listed as one of the best running stores in America in 2019. So hats off to you, Tim Rhodes, and all your crew over there.
Thank you very much. And I think it's an award for the Charlotte running community, because they do such a great job of supporting us and the programs we offer. And I'll also give a shout out to our friends across town, the Charlotte Running Company. They made the best running stores too. And that just kind of affirms what I just said, is that Charlotte is a great running town. And to have two stores with eight locations around town to outfit runners, give them advice, encourage them, offer training programs. It's just there are cities that don't have one, but we've got two. So Run for Your Life is very happy to be recognized, and we sure appreciate it.
Well, listen, Tim, many of us think of Run for Your Life as a store, but just a store, but or stores, if you will, three stores here in the Charlotte area. But is Run for Your Life more relevant now in the running community because of the different competitions that people are participating in, the different styled workouts that people are participating in and utilizing running just as a portion of that, the different mud runs and obstacles and those sorts of events? Do people seek out Run for Your Life not just for a shoe and not just for a fitting, but also for advice and how to properly undertake those types of situations?
100%. I mean, it's more relevant than it's ever been. And it is, because just what you said, there's more information out there. There are more events out there. There are more training opportunities. The technology in running has changed. I remember wearing a chest strap and an armband to track my heartbeat and my path where I ran, the GPS. And now it all comes in a small little Garmin watch that I wear on my wrist. And by the way, it can tell me how deep I slept and how many hours I slept at night, too, if I wear my watch to bed.
Well, so, you sound rested right now.
the technology is incredible. Technology in running shoes has changed, and there's new products on the market that people want to know about. And, you know, it's great that you can learn about that online, but you can't try it on. You can't sniff it, smell it, taste it, touch it, feel it, figure out what it feels like on your foot online. You come into a running store and you get somebody who can give you information about it, give you firsthand experience about how the shoe works or the apparel or the nutrition, whatever it is. And that's what we're here for.
Well, running has kind of changed from a solitary thing to a very social thing these days.
Yeah. That's good and that's bad, because if you make a mistake, they're going to talk about you. but seriously,
you see the socks that guy wore.
You weren't supposed to tell.
You can run by yourself, and I love running by myself because it's a great chance to think and be inspired and just reflect and be alone and just have that quiet time to yourself. But I love running with friends, too, because you get a chance to talk. And then we would talk about everything. We talk about politics, and we talk about, what our goals are. We talk about our families. We talk about relationships. We try to encourage each other. And so it's just it's a fantastic sport that is so diverse. And you can run – you can go out and run – 3 miles, or you can go out and run 15 miles, and everybody's a winner.
Now, earlier we were talking about Greenway expansion. Is that a popular place to run?
Greenways are fantastic. In fact, all three of our stores are located either across the street from a Greenway or just down the hill from a Greenway. And it offers a great place to start and to be safe. And, you know, my hat's off to the Parks and Rec Department for the development that they've provided with the Greenway system, and it continues to expand. You know, they're continuing down past Runnymede for the Sugar Creek Greenway. I have a Greenway up by my house, Clark's Creek and Mallard Creek Greenways. I can run from my house out to UNC Charlotte and back, and it's about a 12-mile run if I ever want to run that far. So the Greenways are just so popular, and they're well taken care of. They do a really good job with it.
Oftentimes we talk about this at the New Year's type time of year, but Tim, I'm going to ask you, it's summertime, the kids are out of school, maybe we want to get that body ready for the beach and such as that. Do you have advice, and you did mention the Greenways are a great place to start, do you have advice on those of us who want to get ready for the beach? We don't have to meet the school bus or pick up the kids from school or that sort of thing. How can we get started in these summer months with the sport of running?
Yeah, so the biggest difference with summer is you're going to sweat a lot more. And in the humidity, even this morning I was out, it was in the low to mid-60s, but I still worked up a pretty good sweat, even with the cooler temperatures, just because the humidity's high. And so with that sweating, you need to make sure that you're replacing that fluid even while you run. So, you know, carrying something like a handheld or making sure you pass by a water fountain somewhere. We actually have a map on our website that shows all the different water fountains that are available around town. So, you know, take advantage of that. But stay hydrated. That's the first thing. Second thing is, you know, make sure you wear sunscreen and a visor or a cap to protect your head and your face and your skin from all the sun rays. So you can get sunburned even in a half hour of running. So those are the two big things. If you're starting a running program, I always say, don't worry about the word run. Take some walk breaks. In fact, even start with a walk break. Walk for 2 minutes, run a minute, walk for 2 minutes, run a minute. And then after a week, maybe flip that a little bit. You know, go to a minute and a half each, and then maybe 2 minutes of a run with a one-minute walk break. And do that for 30 minutes. And worry more about the time that you're running, 30 minutes versus how far you're running. I think that's more important. And the last thing about that is, don't feel like just because you're running for 30 minutes and you're doing it three times a week, you're a runner. Don't come in and say, I'm not a runner, because you are, because you're running. But also make sure you don't feel like you have to sprint. Like, running isn't a sprint. It's trying to get your heart rate up into the 60 to 70% range of its max So you should be able to carry on a conversation with somebody if you're out with somebody, or if you're taking your dog along, or a friend, or even if you just want to try to talk to yourself. You shouldn't be so out of breath that you can't do it.
We've got the owner of Run for Your Life on, Tim Rhodes, and Run for Your Life also named in 2019 one of the best running stores in the United States. And Tim, again, not only are you fitting and selling footwear and gear to run, you are huge in events. And I don't know if this one's too late for us to talk about, but we're getting ready to find out. Tell us about the summer track series that Run for Your Life helps put on and who it's for.
Yeah, I was just talking about that this morning at breakfast with a friend. We've got two more weeks of that. It's a Tuesday night at Myers Park High School, using their track. It starts at 6 p.m., and it's open for everyone. I mean, we have three-year-old kids that come out and run the 50-yard dash, and it's a fun family event. It is competitive, but it's not so competitive that you couldn't do it, whoever you are.
Oh, I thought
you're overweight, you're slow, you don't run, whatever. Come on out and participate. Everybody encourages everybody that's out there. And we don't have the field events, but we do have, starts with a 50-yard dash for kids that's untimed, and then we do a 100-yard dash for kids that's untimed, and then we do a competitive 100-yard dash, and then there's the one-mile run, and we divide that up into different pace groups. So we do a slower pace group. If you're slower and you want to run a 15-minute mile, don't worry about it. We've got a heat for you for that pace. And then the 400, the 800, the 200, and then we do the 2 mile or the 5K, just depending on which week it is. But it's a lot of fun. It costs a couple of bucks to come out. It gets you into the track, participate as many events as you want. Bring the entire family. It's just, there are plenty of trees, so it's nice and shaded. It's cool. It's a lot of fun.
Tim Rhodes, thank you so much. Three locations here in Charlotte: Midtown, Piper Glen, University. RunForYourLife.com. Thank you so much for joining us here, the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's on the Carolina Outdoors.